Westminster in London, St. Gudule in Brussels, St. Peter's in Rome, St. Stephen's in Vienna, St. Cyril's in Krakow. Yes, even from non-Christian lands, there is joy in the hearts of millions today, as every soul is lifted up to God, asking Him for those benedictions with which we wish this new year to be replete. Oh, yes, all of us do anticipate happier days to come. All of us wish that the New Year's bells will usher out of this world the sadness, the grief, and the heartache, all of which were often unnecessary. Oh, ring out wild bells to the wild skies, the flying cloud, the frosty night. The year is dying in the night. Ring out wild bells and let him die. Ring out the old, ring in the new. Ring, happy bells, across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false, ring in the true. Ring out the grief that saps the mind, for those that we see no more. Ring out that feud between rich and poor. Ring in redress for all mankind. Ring out a slowly dying cause and ancient forms of party strife. Ring in those nobler forms of life with sweeter manners, purer laws. Ring out the want, the care, the sin, the faithless coldness of the time. Ring out false pride in place and blood, the civic slander and the spite. All ring in the love of truth and right. Ring in the common love of good. Ring out all shapes of foul disease. Ring out the narrowing lust of gold. Ring out those thousand wars of old. Ring in the thousand years of peace. Ring in the valiant men and free, the larger heart, the kindlier hand. Ring out the darkness of this land. Ring in the Christ that is to be. This 106th ode of Tennyson's In Memoriam is rather appropriate today, my friends, as we look back to the past and cast our hopeful eyes to the future. All that belongs to the past must not be destroyed. Thus I would speak to you this afternoon with no idea of belittling the entirety of the past, nor again with any false promises of proposing to you the birth of a millennium free from pain, from poverty, from tears, and from heartache. The past has been kind to most of us, materially, domestically, and spiritually. Materially speaking, it was yesteryear and the years which preceded it, which witnessed the shackles which bound our ancestors to ignorance and destitution being broken asunder. It was the past which unfolded for us the many secrets of science, It was the past which bestowed upon us a plenitude of invention. It was the past which builded for us our precious tradition. New Year's bells toll out their sad requiem. Because we are not little children once again. Oh, would that these New Year's bells, would that they were like Christ standing before the tomb of a corrupted Lazarus. Would that they could call back those beautiful, pure, prayerful childhood days once more. Oh, whether or not the miracle will transpire of Christ standing before the tomb of our dead Lazarus childhood days, whether or not that shall transpire, we'll cling tenaciously to those blessed memories which today are more precious than even the gold and frankincense and myrrh, the gold of wealth, the frankincense of luxury, and the myrrh of worldliness, which you and I have learned to adore, rather than adore the Christ child for whom they were meant. Oh, I come to you this New Year's Day, not promising nor preparing for any long series of broadcasts. I come to you as an old friend, asking that we shall still retain our friendliness. I come to you as a priest friend, promising that you Americans, be you Catholic or Protestant, Jew or Gentile, shall always have a constant remembrance in my humble prayer. I come to thank you for the thousands of benedictions which you have showered upon me, and I come to plead. Perhaps there are some of you who have forgotten this little crib of Bethlehem which nestles here beneath my foot. You have forgotten the story of that Christ baby, cold, wrapped in swaddling clothes, companioned by poor shepherds. The same baby whose hands spangled the stars of heaven. The same baby whose mind had conceived the infinite truths which our poor minds cannot comprehend. The same poor baby whose little hands are lifted this afternoon, asking that you give him a present that you fail to give him. His lips can't speak, but in their place, I'm speaking. And I'm asking you, my child, give me thy heart. Or perhaps it's a heart that's bruised with the years gone by. It's a heart that has been filled in its little chalice with the dour, sour wine of worldliness and ungodliness. It's a heart that's been crushed with pain, a heart that's been mangled with poverty, a heart that's been the point of some spear, wounded by mistrust, wounded by defection of friends whom you thought to be immortal in their love, in their loyalty for you. Oh, but we can wipe away those tears. We can push aside those thoughts and we can take that poor bruised heart of ours on this New Year's Day and place it with Jesus in the hands of Mary, his mother. He'll smile upon it.